So we're backstage here at the first ever reggae festival in Rotterdam. It is, of course, the Rotterdam Reggae Festival. And I'm here with Jamaica's lover boys, Chuckadimus and Flyers. Hello.
Give thanks.
Hi, beautiful lady.
So you guys were great out there. How's the European tour been for you?
You know, they always love us. And we love them so much. But we're always happy to come here to work for the perform for them. You know what I'm saying?
So seeing you guys back together after a long time, what's it like performing? Is it just back into the groove of things again?
No, it's always, we never leave, you know, it's always there, you know, we're always in the groove. You know, even if you don't see us for 10 years, we're always in the groove, you know. Anytime we touch the stage, it's just natural for us to perform and in the groove, you understand me?
You two, for those who don't know, you're both solo artists and you have had good careers before you came together. We know you as Chuckadimus and Flyers. You've had major hits, Tease Me, Murder, She Wrote, Twist and Shout.
She Don't Let Nobody.
And the list goes on and on and on. Funnily enough, there's a lot of Anglo-American influences in your music. I mean, you've done the Twist and Shout was the Beatles remake. Was Murder, She Wrote the name of the song after the US TV hit?
You know, seriously, to tell us coincidentally, certain things happen sometimes. The world is big. And sometimes some things happen. Because I wrote that song when I was about like 18, 19 years old. I used to have this girlfriend. Maybe I was wrong to think about what I think. But she told me that she was pregnant for me. And I was, like, happy. Then I was, you know, 3 months, I was looking for something to start. Push up, 4 months, 5 months, and I didn't see the baby. So, the baby, I didn't see our belly getting, you know,
bigger.
And then you know, trust me, really, I was very, very hurt and disappointed. So,
your phone looked like she murdered you.
Yeah, I was sitting in a yard one day and then I started thinking about this and said, this girl is a murderer because she have an abortion. You know, maybe I was wrong at that time, I was young. And then I started to write the song. And, you know, one of my friends said to me, you know, they have a song, TV series called Murder, She Wrote? Because I just wrote the song. No, this is the girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like and her name was really Maxine. If I ever tell you about me, and she was vexed. Murder, She Wrote. It was just like.
It's real, it's real thing. It's not like a fantasy or anything. It's real.
I don't have anything against abortion, though, you know. Don't get me wrong. It's just we, at that time, growing up, I was disappointed, hurt. So I just wrote a song.
So what else is coming up for Chuckadimus and Flyers? What's the future hold?
Chuckadimus and Flyers have a new album working on now. We don't give it a title yet. We don't give it a name as yet, but we have about 2 more songs to do. And it's a beautiful reggae album, a mixture really.
Latin reggae dancehall.
Yeah, even gospel.
Non-gospel, should say, yeah.
So it's going to be a beautiful piece. If we get the promotion that we deserve, that is going to be another
hit album, yeah.
Well, from the response that I saw today and everyone that I know that I said I was seeing Chuckadimus and Flyers, it sounds like we're really glad to have you guys back on the scene in whatever capacity it is. So good to see you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Respect.